morning, Father. So we thank you, Lord, that this is the day that you have made, and we will rejoice and we will be glad in it. We bless you and we honor you this morning, Father, and we thank you for this resurrection morning. We pray that you open up our eyes of our understanding, Lord, that these scriptures may have an eternal effect in our lives, and may we be encouraged, exhorted, lifted up, and may we be energized, Father.
I've had a wonderful father, a wonderful father, who only knew what he knew about the gospel. He's learning to become a priest. He's learning to become someone that can share, that can become, fulfill that other role, right? But I'm thankful for him. I'm grateful that I had, because he's doing the will of God in me. I cannot, I almost think that it would be bad of my, of me to expect my father to become a priest or a priest to know him. The reason that he was bad for me is just that he was raised some way. Was Shamgar, the son of Anath, which slew of the Philistines 600 men with an ox goad, and he also delivered Israel. So to me, I just want to give a good example of what it's like to be a protector. A little band here is having a super sign. Shamgar, a little fellow, one of the judges of Israel, only wonders, wrote of him in the Bible. One day, he was standing at his barn door, and the Philistines would come in and eat up all the food. They work hard, so I've been a provider right all summer, and they take their stuff into their garner, to the garner, and then along came the Philistines and take it all away from me. Right, so here it says, in the message preparation, he said, little Shamgar got his righteous indignation up. And multiple times he always talked about he says he got his wrath, of course, his righteous indignation. He looked around, he couldn't find anything. Excuse me, he could find nothing. He wasn't a warrior. And by the way, one of the cases he said that he says that he was the Holy Ghost right there. He just said he didn't, his inspiration just kicked in. He says that was the word was in his hand, it wasn't in his head. It says he couldn't find an obstacle. He couldn't find nothing but an obstacle. Do you know what an obstacle is? It's an old stick it's got a big old brass lump on it, and you push the dirt off the plow, and sometimes it punched the cattle through the gate with it. That's all he had. But brother, he was sick and tired of the Philistines coming, taking what he had. So I think that's a good example in our lives, right? Of course, of defending, protecting, providing, and displaying the attributes of a good earthly father. You know, Proverbs 4, you guys can just turn to it. I realize that Proverbs chapter 2 through 7 the altar with my son, or hear the instructions of my son. So the content there is really a father teaching his son. And I thought it was really special to see that if you read it in the context of that's what a good father can teach his son. You really got to, verses to pick on, a little while ago. Sons, for what son is grieve with Father Joseph, not Joseph's son. It reminds me of the prodigal father who, they say, Luke 15:20, and he arose. So he took the first action and came to his father with the son. And it says, but when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion. That's what I want to have compassion. And ran. Of course, we're not the kids. I'm not supposed to be a father. I'm not supposed to be that respect to him. Father just doesn't want to have him. And he fell on his neck and kissed him. And the parable says, he fell on his neck almost as if the father. I realize that almost as if the father was on his neck. And he brought him to contemplate himself. Again, you'll see some context here. You'll see some words where the Bible says, get after them. And he says, you got to have compassion for them. And I guess we're talking about the object of the Father. I think the whole takeaway here is that it's hard. It's hard. And you know, we're grateful for the examples of the Father. I have had the Father figures in my life. And it was difficult when people have had very little of attributes seen in the Father. But in this case, being the Bible, right, we're taking it all, we're taking what's in it for me to be able to be a father, right? We're going to be grateful for our father, for our grandparents, for our uncles, for us, for all those and things. So in Ephesians 6:4, it says, and ye fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Now, the, what comes to mind with that verse is that a lot of times that we're supposed to correct them out of love. A lot of times when you're in humanity, it's like, so just correct them out of your anger, out of your, and then you pass it on to them, so now you're provoking them to wrath, right? And so bringing them in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. So I do have to say that when I read the scriptures, I find that it's a delicate balance. It is something that I think they all have in place, and of course, like, you have to have the wisdom of the Holy Spirit to guide us when these would have to apply the best. Because we read here in Colossians, it says, fathers, provoke not your children to anger, lest they be discouraged. And I like this expression here because it says, like a father, Psalm 103, like a father pitteth his children, so the Lord pitteth them. So just like a father is the person for his children, the Lord God does have pity for us when we fear him. And the word here, of course, we know is respect, reverence. And I'll say one thing for the teenagers, that one thing that goes a long way is respect, even if you don't agree with your parents, even if you don't believe they're right or something, if we just respect them, because that's what it says, if we just have respect for the Lord, the Lord's going to have pity for us. And it just, and I think that us as parents, as children, we're the best, right? And because the parent tells you that, I had an aunt that told me that one time, and stuck a lot closer because I feel like she's talking to me, and I said, you know, I feel like she might be right. So, yeah, anyway, it's really good when you respect your parents, respect the Lord, and you're walking with us, walking with you. And this is two scriptures I just read earlier, but I like how it says, to not be welcome to anger, lest they be discouraged. And mine, you know, it just feels like every day, or every moment, every hour, like, you have to be in a different role of correction, right? Where you have to extend mercy to the grace. And 12 later, you have to be corrected and say, no, that's not right. But that is the role of the characters of the divine, the character kids. Like the scripture here on Proverbs 17:6, you pay attention to this image here, there's one for me. Imagine my father's 71. And he's in the same scenario. He has four great grandchildren. And to me, it's just a good illustration where it says, children's children are the crown of old men, and the glory of children are the fathers. And in Job 1:3, it says, tell ye your children that they speak of the Lord, the commandment of the precepts. And let your children tell their children, and their children tell you to follow them. Beloved, another generation. I've said this beautiful how the Lord talks about being a father, a grandfather, even a great grandfather, and all spiritual things, and it's always saying that we're supposed to be at peace, and we're supposed to be at peace, and teach them. And I think we've had good examples in this church, the way before all of y'all, right? The good example that we've had of what a great father is, of the pastor here, Pastor Jesse. I just think those are good things. Says, watch ye, steadfast in the faith, quit you like men, be strong, let all your things be done with charity. I looked that up, but that phrase says, what is that? Quit you like men. It means it's a call for maturity, it's a call for strength, Christian faith, but some of us say, stop being like men, just be the world man. And then it says, watch, and steadfast in the faith. And then it says, be strong, but you be that man. And then it says, let all your deeds be done with charity. And you know, one of the things I just do that in the chapter here, I just had some examples for recently with my son. I see them good things. He's like, where did you learn that from? And he's like, he's just amazing. You know, I just said, the characters of a good father is the same. You know, where did you pick up after him? After the day. My wife has come to his hair, took him away. Going all over the place, and my wife left, but when you come back, you just go and you come back, and you see my wife brings him, he's like, yeah, but he's just like you. But he was so happy, he's just showing his hair, but in some way, because his daddy feels like you. And it's funny, because I'm not telling him to do these things, right? It's just amazing to catch you out, but you're for the good and for the bad, right? So, it's the Lord. In Proverbs 13:24, this is whoever spoiled the rod hates a son, but whoso loveth him is diligent to discipline. That says in Proverbs 13, that must not be Proverbs 24, the one before, but it's also in Proverbs somewhere. The one at the bottom, I think, is actually Proverbs 24, but it says, there's both his rod created his son, but he that loveth him chases him. That time. So I don't know the timing meant. So, if it means before time, it means early. So that was encouraging for me, right? It was, of course, I'm not going to go through the teenagers and all that. I hope that when they're little, you get to tell them what to do, but when you're 2 years old, you can get to advise them. Where is the Lord? Go out with the Lord. Pray for them. And I think that's actually the right verse. But I like that scripture there because, of course, trust and correct. You know, when they're little, you've got to stimulate them, but then it's the Lord. You've got to correct them. Say, I found the lady, he shall praise thee. As I do in this day, the father to the children shall make known that truth. Again, it's kind of all over the scripture, right? So we're reading the scripture just from the corner. Again, it's like a good father. He's responsible for teaching his children. The kind of the scripture I'll put to you later. But it says, in Job 1:5, we know that. Pastor, but with Job, we know he sacrificed for each one of their own children. And he says, eventually they sin and curse God in their hearts. Thus did Job continually. That seems like a consistent priest to me. And again, one of the things I found in Job is that later after he was restored, he says, he had also 7 sons and 3 daughters. I'll focus on the daughters here for a moment. And he called the name of the third Jemima, the second. The third commandment, and it's the word it says here, and all in the land were no woman found so fair as the daughters of Job, and their father gave them inheritance among the brethren. I just thought that was a very interesting thing, and again, it's just the attribute of the father. This is, I think it's marvelous in the scripture. Jesus. This is the second to last scripture. It says in Genesis 18, I love, this is actually the angel of the Lord right here there to Abraham. And it says, and the Lord said, he's speaking among himself, right? Shall I hide from Abraham that thing which I do? Seeing that Abraham shall surely become a great and mighty nation, and all the nations of the earth shall be blessed in him. And in 19 it says, for I know 7 it says, the just man walketh in his integrity, and his children will pass it. So just walk in integrity. And a lot of problems with children, I think we get that right. And you need to think of that walk in the world, don't think about it. It's really important. The call of this really important. How it's happened to them. And everybody, it's just beautiful. It's beautiful. We are thankful to see that which played out. Thank you.